On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
A murder investigation is continuing this lunchtime after a man was found dead near a Kent shopping centre. Josh has the latest for KMFM.
Well, officers were called to the car park close to Westwood Cross in Broadstairs just after 10 last night. A man in his 20s had suffered serious injuries and died at the scene. Two men aged 20 and 27 have been arrested on suspicion of murder and remain in custody. Part of the car park remains cordoned off.
KMFM News.
There are calls for the leader of Thanet Council to resign after a report into the future of Manston Airport found it wouldn't be financially viable to reopen it. Local MP Craig McKinley wants to see UKIP councillor Chris Wells leave his post, saying he's broken election promises.
The UKIP administration are looking for a way to get themselves off the hook of a very significant election pledge that they made, and I think without that huge pledge, we all remember the billboards going around the whole of Thanet. What was it? Love Manston, vote UKIP.
The council previously said it was absolutely committed to getting the airport running again. The Prime Minister says the Conservatives can deliver the change which is needed in the UK. Theresa May's been making her big speech at the party's conference in Birmingham. She says the Tories can make the country work for everyone, and Labour's too divided to stand up for issues that matter, like jobs and the NHS.
Fighting among themselves, abusing their own MPs, threatening to end their careers, tolerating anti-Semitism and supporting voices of hate. You know what some people call them? The nasty party.
Elsewhere, Nigel Farage has insisted he won't make another comeback as UKIP leader, despite Diane James quitting just 18 days into the job.
Now, I've done my bit. I'm still very much a member of the party. I'm doing my stuff for the party here in the European Parliament, and I intend to see that process through. But no, it is time for somebody else to do the job.
He's going to continue as acting leader while the party chooses another one.
KMFM News.
A shopping outlet in Dover has unexpectedly closed, with staff reportedly being told they won't receive their last month's wages. Workers at De Bradley Wharf were told yesterday evening the outlet wouldn't be reopening, along with two other stores in Derbyshire and Nottingham. Sally Ann Vokes worked there and spoke to other staff last night.
We've all worked here for so long that we're more like a little family. So when I rang her back, she was crying and saying, the job's gone, it's finished.
We're still waiting to hear from the company. A man's been pushed to the ground, knocked unconscious and robbed of his watch and cash in Gravesend. The victim, who's in his 20s, has told police he was hit on the head after being approached by four men on Crete Hall Road on Saturday night. It's hoped a deal done over guards on Scotland's rail network could also work in the south of England. RMT members working for ScotRail have voted 10-1 to accept an agreement. The union says it's exactly what it's proposing for the ongoing dispute on Southern, which runs services from Tunbridge and Ashford. And a man aiming to run 401 marathons in the same number of days is close to completing the challenge. By the time he's finished today, Ben Smith would have covered over 10,500 miles across the UK. The 34-year-old's doing it to raise £250,000 for anti-bullying charities, and spoke to us when he visited Mears Court Primary in Raynham earlier this year.
I've been talking at schools up and down the country, so I think it's a really good opportunity to kind of show kids what the possibilities are, and the fact that the limitations that they put on themselves are their own and they don't need to.
KMFM Showbiz.
80s boy band Bros have confirmed they're getting back together more than two decades after they called it a day. The twins, who are best known for When Will I Be Famous, will perform at London's O2 in August next year.
KMFM Sports.
Now, with news on another defeat for Gillingham, the latest on the search for a new England manager and an update from the China Open Tennis, here's Joe.
While the Gillingham manager's told KMFM he can't keep defending his players after they lost in the EFL Trophy last night. Despite being 1-0 up at one stage, they were beaten 2-1 away to Millwall. Here's Justin Edinburgh.
I'm responsible for the team. Now I have to start looking at individuals and making them accountable for myself, picking them. But now, you know, we can't continue to give people chances. It's difficult with the amount of injuries we have. You can't keep seeing the same thing happen.
It means the Gills are bottom of their group, so can't progress to the next round. Staying with football, and it's understood the FA won't start the process of finding a new England manager until after the side's final match of the year against Spain in November. Under 21 boss Gareth Southgate's been put in charge for that game and the three World Cup qualifiers before them. And Britain's Carl Edmund is into the quarterfinals of the China Open Tennis in Beijing. He'd be beat Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut in three sets. Johanna Konta won her second round match earlier.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.